What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
Where else would you be on a Saturday night if you're a stupid shut-in that would listen to me, but listening to What the Fuck, right, Charlie McMullen, filling in for Jillian this week?
That's right. The only thing more pathetic than sitting around listening to a podcast on a Saturday night is recording one.
Yeah, I wish I could argue with you. Let's just get right into this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Charlie, were you anticipating the next presidential election in 2016? Was it something you were looking forward to for just shits and giggles?
It was, let's see here. I believe it was 2000. I was 20 years old. That was the first election that I was able to vote in. I have not looked forward to an election since then.
Were you excited in 2000? Like, yeah!
I was, and then I voted for Ralph Nader, and I was never excited about anything ever again.
You might want to get excited for 2016. Jesse Ventura has announced he is running, and he says this is not a publicity stunt, this is not a joke, he's serious, although he said this to Alex Jones, so, source, Jesse Ventura is going to run as an independent, and his VP is Howard Stern.
Yeah.
You can't make this shit up, can you?
No, you can't. I mean, I really wish that was surprising. It is not. Like, if I had a time machine, after doing all the, you know, helpful shit for society or whatever, I would go back in time to the 80s when, on opening night of Predator, I would go to the line outside the movie theater and I would just take someone aside and say, two of these motherfuckers are going to be governor someday.
And neither of them really, really very good at it.
He'd be like, well, who's going to be governor? So, well, okay, Jesse Ventura is going to be governor of Minnesota. Say, well, okay, I can see that. He was a wrestler. I don't know how politically active he is, but he's got at least charisma and he can lead a crowd and stuff. Who else? Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, come on! Motherfucker can't even speak English. Get out of here. Go
He's
back.
He's gonna run time. A state? Come on.
The eighth largest economy in the world is California, and we put the star of Junior in charge of it for 8 years.
Well, see, here's the thing that struck me as strange about this. Not so much Jesse Ventura, because, like you said, he's been a governor. He's talked about running for the presidency before. What the fuck would possess you to go, you know who'd be a great VP? That guy who loves lesbians on the radio.
Right. But it's not a publicity stunt.
Jesse Ventura insists it is not. He insists he's serious at the time of this recording. We'll see what happens, but he insists he's serious.
Nothing at all is going to happen. It's the same with Donald Trump. It's the same with Warren Beatty back in, when was that, 2004?
Something like that.
Warren Beatty was talking about running. It's always a publicity stunt. And FYI, Jesse Ventura, if you have to announce that it's not a publicity stunt, you have already done it wrong. If it's not a publicity stunt, don't announce it.
I want to know what the thought process was for choosing Howard Stern. You're a comedian. Can you walk me through what that thought process had to have been?
Choosing Howard Stern, there's only one really logical reason to pick Howard Stern as a running mate. And that's to protect yourself from assassination.
What you're talking about is the Palin brief.
Exactly. You're sort of non-verbally sending the message, you could assassinate me if you want, but look to my right. Do you really want that shit in charge? I don't think you do.
Well, that and unlimited money, because isn't Stern made like $1 billion off that Clear Channel deal or something?
Yeah, that's true. He probably could finance a campaign. But, I mean, it's a failed campaign right out of the gate. Because nobody is going to vote for Jesse Ventura, because everything aside, like, oddly enough, being a wrestler for many years is not the worst thing about him. Yeah, that's usually a deal breaker for me, just that enough. But being a wrestler and prancing about in Speedos and gigantic belts, not the worst thing he's ever done. He is really an arch-conservative, just insane son of a bitch.
He's also a conspiracy nutball. I mean, okay, he made this announcement on the Alex Jones show. What does that say right there?
It means that he's not tapped into Stern's campaign money yet.
I don't know. Alex Jones is fucking... he's a rich motherfucker, too.
Oh, God, that's sad.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, what's more sad? Alex Jones is richer than we'll ever be, or that Larry the Cable Guy is?
Oh.
Which one of those
God
is more pathetic?
God damn it, you had to go there.
I'm asking.
Larry the Cable Guy is worse, like, if you ask me. The fact that he's rich and that... let's not talk about that.
Okay.
I mean, I've had a rough day so far. I would like to make it through the night because Breaking Bad is ending tonight. So I would like to be able to watch that before I check out.
Yeah, well, after our next two stories, you're probably going to be too angry to.
God damn it.
You know about the mortgage crisis that we got into in the early 2000s, where people were, where banks were taking people's homes, they were giving out loans to people that had no credit, no way to pay them back, and eventually the bubble burst and the entire country suffered, right?
I do remember that. That was one of a number of things that happened in the news that I was sort of in a unique position to observe without really having to participate in or being affected by. Because
elaborate, please.
Well, I mean, I have never owned my own home. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I never will. That's just not the kind of path my life is taking, I guess you could say. I mean, if I win the lottery, I might buy a house, but I know I'm going to pay for it cash. I don't know. I don't think I'm ever going to have to deal with mortgages. I mean, I definitely never have so far. So when I hear about people freaking out about their mortgage and whether or not their investments are safe, it really was not a bad position to be in. I mean, when you've been broke for years before the recession, during the recession, long after the recession, and I mean, my credit is so shitty, I can't even get a pizza delivered without references.
One of the banks that was most responsible for the mortgage crisis was J.P. Morgan. Well, J.P. Morgan is being looked at by the Justice Department for multiple wrongdoings.
Now, just to clarify for the financially ignorant among us like me, this J.P. Morgan that we're talking about is different from the chick with big tits from the Gong Show. Yes?
J.P. Morgan Chase, the bank.
Ah, there we go. Okay.
Yes.
Damn it. I was getting a nice mental picture for this story, but you've gone and ruined it. So go.
J.P. Morgan Chase. Let me, you know, add the Chase there. Like I said, the Justice Department is looking at them. And apparently, J.P. Morgan Chase thinks that they're above the law. They made an offer to the U.S. government. You know, if all those pesky probes go away, how about we just write you a check that's got 90s on it? How about we do that and then all these probes go away? That basically they're saying, we can pay you off and you don't have to continue looking into us. Win-win, right?
It kind of reminded me of the scene from Futurama where Bender gets into the disposal business and the professor has to get rid of the toxic waste created by his alien translator / fake nose machine, and he has to pay $500 to the EPA, or Bender will take it away for $499.01. And the professor says, well, I know it's a rip, but I'll pay for convenience. I mean, that's kind of what it reminded me of, because they could either use money to bribe people or they could just give the money that they stole back.
That's the problem. If they're willing to pay $3 billion to the government to make this go away, there has to be more than $3 billion on the line here,
that's
right?
That's very true. Yes.
So they're looking at the cheaper solution, Charlie. And I mean, some of the things that they did is sales of mortgage-backed securities before the financial crisis and treason. They were hiring the relatives of top Chinese officials to their board to own American properties. Isn't that treason?
Well, I don't know much about treason. Maybe you should ask Snowden whether or not he thinks that's treason.
What has happened, Charlie? If you went and committed fraud, you'd be going to jail. If I went and committed fraud, I'd be going to jail. There'd be no doubt about it. J.P. Morgan Chase commits fraud on such a massive scale that $3 billion is their get-out-of-jail card, and the government's actually considering, you know, we could really use $3 billion. What the fuck happened in this country? When did corporations become above the law?
I think this began around the time, I would say late 60s, early 70s, when the me generation took over, started controlling everything, and has set a precedent that we have not been able to overcome since then. This country now is inhabited by a public who is looking for every way not to work but still be financially comfortable. And J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs and AIG would not be able to do any of this shit unless there were not, like, if there were not lines and lines of chumps willing to make this investment now so that they will never have to work again. Working has become the worst thing a person can do, and people are now willing to do anything, even has a sliver of possibility that they won't have to work anymore. And I'm not saying I'm any better. I hate my job. And if a leprechaun showed up at my house and said, you will never have to work again if you let me teabag you right now, I would have leprechaun balls in my mouth.
You,
I'm no better.
You racist, you gotta go Irish, huh?
hey, my last name is McMullen. I'm allowed.
Oh, so it's not racism because you're McMullen?
That's right. Learn your standards, sir.
But I'm serious. That why is it that corporations get away with this stuff that a normal single person would go to jail for? Think about it. What they usually do when they get caught, they say, oh, that was a rogue comptroller. That was a rogue COO or whatnot. Now, if you go and punch some guy on the street, Charlie, you can't go, well, you can't blame me for that. That was my fist that did that.
No, I know for a fact you can't make that work.
Yeah, I know. You had a groundbreaking case by losing that, didn't you?
That was the precursor to the Twinkie defense.
But, I mean, but you see my point, that these companies fought for personhood. And then they say, well, we're all separate, and we don't want to be treated like a person except when the company being treated like a person benefits the company.
Josh, I will refer you to Chapter 6 of Earth, the book, which is a textbook written by the staff of The Daily Show, Jon Stewart. It's written to the alien race that comes to Earth long after we have died so that they will understand all of the ruins that they're finding. This is a section that breaks down how corporate laws would be applied to normal people, the accepted business practice and the unacceptable real-life practice. For example, the accepted business practice, strategic default, is in real life just being a deadbeat. Changing one's name to disassociate oneself from the past would be Philip Morris becoming Altria. In real life, that would be convicted child molester Dave Radzik becoming, quote-unquote, Bill Johnson. Short-selling a stock is really the same as selling someone else's stuff to buy it back cheaper before they even notice it's gone. Burying extra fees in small print is a lot like whispering the STD notification to the person you just had sex with while they're asleep. A merger followed by massive layoffs would be akin to a marriage followed by putting your new stepkids up for adoption on the same day. A hostile takeover would be breaking into your neighbor's house and forcing him to sell you his house for much less than it's worth. So it's clearly not fair. Corporations are not people. That is my belief, but that itself is up for debate, isn't it?
Legally, no, it's not, because they won the right to be considered people. Yet,
right.
Yet then, why, when they commit a crime, is not the entire corporation punished, but usually the CEO is that gets sacrificed, and then the rest of the company is left alone. So, to me, it's they want to be people, but then they don't want to have the laws of being a person applied to them. You either, the company is a person or it's not. I think it's bullshit that J.P. Morgan Chase gets to write a $3 billion check to the government and all the crimes they committed are just okay. Like you said, give the money back to the people you fucked over. One, that would be the right thing to do, so it would never happen. Two, it would boost the economy by getting these people out of debt.
Right. Out of debt and into the AT&T store to buy a bejeweled rhinestoned case for their iPhone.
You saw that iPhone Jowski bought, huh?
Yeah. That was... part of me died. I'll be honest. Just part of me is never coming back from that. But I don't know. Usually it's not the CEO that gets sacrificed. Usually it's the shareholders and the employees of the corporation, a la Enron, that get sacrificed. Halliburton comes to mind as well. I don't know. When money became more important than anything else, that's when our values as a society just went right into the shitter. And I don't think they're ever coming back. I mean, like what I was saying before, people have been raised, like our generation has been raised to worship money. Because if you look at a rap video, money buys Cristal to pour on bitches. Money buys Escalades with spinning fucking rims. If you watch any kind of TV, if you watch fucking Entourage, money will buy good times with your friends and memorable lives and everything. And at some point, money and work stopped being synonymous. People concentrated more on money and less on work. And it's that generation that enables corporations to do this shit. It's sneaky, but it's only as sneaky as people willing to buy it.
Well, and then you've got people who say, that's what America's based on. It's all about getting as much as you can and doing the least amount of work to get it. That's the American dream, isn't it?
Well, I think America is based on the extermination of one race, the enslavement of the second race, and the can-do attitude of a third race. I don't think America had much innocence to begin with. I think that is what America is based on. The American dream has been perverted and distorted in so many different ways in the past 50 years. I just think we were so misguided that there's no coming back. Just in terms of this, I mean, I know that I'm a defender of art and culture, even in this day and age. But as far as our values concerning the economy and work ethics and shit like that, we're done. We are so far from the top that there's no coming back.
You don't think it's fixable? You don't think that if we got a president and a Justice Department that would crack down and say, look, all you banks, you're going to be held accountable for the actions that you partaken of. There you go.
Partaken. I'm using that somewhere. It's going to be great. But not only do we need to have an idealistic president who has the clear sight to want something like that, but we also have to have a Congress that won't put making him fail ahead of the people's best interest.
Thank you for giving us a segue to the third segment.
I did, didn't I? Nice.
Not exactly smooth, but I see what you did there.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Folks, I am Hart D. Fisher. We are now in the middle of a what the fuck moment, like I say every week. And no, Josh Hadley didn't disappear. He's still with me. Aren't you, Josh?
Yeah, for how much you let me talk.
Yeah, right. Me and Josh were both on Geek Juice this week. Josh, when is that Geek Juice episode going to be on the air?
That Geek Juice will be on the air approximately 5 days after you people hear this.
Okay, so that'll be next week.
So it'll air next week. Where Hart and I talk about horror movies, and we kind of took over Alex's show from him.
Yeah,
didn't
it was
we?
Pretty. It was pretty funny, and this is for the folks at home who don't know this. Josh is kind of the bull in the china shop at Jackalope. So since I've come on board, all the other hosts kind of get a kick out of me goring Josh on the air. They really do, man. It's kind of funny. That used to happen to me. I had a certain friend from New York that when he would come into town, all my LA buddies would love it because this guy just really knew how to verbally jujitsu me. So Alex and Cecil really got a kick out of it, and we really took over the show.
I'm a regular on Geek Juice, so even if it's not one of my shows, I consider it a very close proximity.
Gotcha. Well, guys, we have been talking a lot about spying in school, how the government is now going to spend $40,000 a year on a private spy company in Glendale, California. And what I want to know from the people at home is, I want to know if this is going on in your school. You guys can find us on the web. You can find me on Facebook, you know, facebook.com/heartattackradio. And that's Hart, H-A-R-T. You could find me on Twitter, and that's Hart_Fisher. So go ahead and contact me. I don't always have to bite people's heads off. I swear to God, Josh. Some of your candy-ass people that talk on your Facebook feed just get so upset. It's like, if I don't agree with you, that doesn't mean I'm angry with you. I just don't agree with you. That doesn't mean I'm mad.
Well, see, Hart, you don't communicate that very well when you start calling people fuckfaces. That comes across as less disagreeing and more we're blood enemies.
Well, that's what I say to you. I didn't say that to your guy on Facebook. I called a candy boy. Candy talk.
Some people are not used to being talked to like that, Hart.
I don't think they are, because apparently this whole nation has been turned into a bunch of castrated fucking girly men. We're going to talk about now, guess what? I had a total meltdown on the full hour-long Heart Attack last week all about the seventh grade boys that were suspended for playing with their Airsoft Zombie Hunter toys in their front yard while a school bus was down the street. They got hit up for having firearms, and they were suspended from school when they never had firearms. They never did this. And so here we have a new week, a new report. An 8-year-old boy was suspended from Florida, a Florida school, for using his fingers as a gun during a game of cops and robbers.
That's zero tolerance shit has got to stop, man.
It's ridiculous. He's an 8-year-old boy playing cops and robbers, and he's going, hey, bang, bang, hey, I got you, which is how we all played as a kid, all right? There's nothing in his hand. He used his thumb and index finger, and the mother is just absolutely outraged because the boy is suspended. What the fuck is wrong? What the fuck is wrong with America? It was a game. He's not threatening anybody. There's no harm to anybody. They're playing a game as kids are playing with each other. It's ridiculous, America. And the government's going to shut down, but they're going to put little kids away for playing cowboys and Indians, for playing cops and robbers. I'm not going to freak out on this again, but Josh, don't we end up, I mean, this has become a regular thing for us where children are being harassed by school officials.
That's because of these zero tolerance policies. Zero tolerance never works, for one thing. I mean, this even goes back hard. I graduated in 93, and I remember, because my brother is a little younger than me, when he went to the same high school I did, they were busting kids for bringing aspirin to school because they had a headache, because the school had a zero tolerance drug policy. You need to draw lines. Is aspirin a drug? Yes, it is. The zero tolerance thing should be illegal drugs.
You know, a lot of it is just lazy. It's lazy. And this isn't new, guys. This has been happening all year long. Two first graders were suspended for, again, using their fingers as guns while playing cops and robbers during recess. That's right. 2 6-year-old boys at White Marsh Elementary School were punished with suspension for playing cops and robbers during recess. When the fuck did we make cops and robbers an illegal thing to do during recess at school? Aren't we watching on television Law and Order, CSI, whatever, Justified? Aren't they all seeing this nonstop cops and robbers bullshit on the TV? And it's the most popular shows on the air are cop shows. I grew up watching cop shows. What the fuck is wrong with playing cops and robbers? And now these parents, you know, they're working. They don't need to deal with this. Why are these schools singling out these people for innocent play? It's innocent play. Because here's the thing, guys. This is just where it starts. Josh and I keep talking about what, Josh? Conditioning.
Yes, it is conditioning you. And see, that's the thing. They're sending you mixed messages, too. Because in the media, Hart, what is the thing? I mean, we grew up in the 80s and 90s. What was the thing that we were taught? Rambo. We were taught Chuck Norris. We were taught Steven Seagal. We
Walker,
were taught
Texas Ranger.
Yeah, we were taught you solve a problem with a punch to the mouth or a shot to the head. And then we're told, well, but see, if you do that, then we're gonna punish you.
It's even worse.
They're sending mixed messages.
It's a serious issue where Walker, Texas Ranger's fantastic, but if your child even goes bang bang, he is suspended from school. I mean, really, guys, this is a colossal waste of money and time, and it only makes people angry with their schools. It is absolutely ridiculous, and we have a shutdown, a government shutdown that is going to mean that kids all around this country aren't going to get to eat. It's something Josh brought up on the hour-long heart attack for this week, that most kids' school programs are federally funded. So your kid's going to go to school this week and they're not going to get a meal. And thank you, Boner. Thank you, Boner. Thank you, Mr. Obama, because, you know, the shutdown is engineered. It's bullshit. It never needed to happen. This is something that a bunch of assholes in office wanted to happen, and they've endangered our entire country. They have endangered our institutions. They have endangered the credit of this country. They are, as Josh put it, lay it on them, Josh. I love the way you put it. Hit them with the terrorist.
They are terrorists. What the Republican Party has done, and no, you cannot blame the Democrat Party for this, because the Democrats followed the law in this. It was the Republicans that were violating the law. They have committed terrorist acts against this country as defined by the Department of Homeland Security. So why are they walking around free? A terrorist act is any act or series of acts that undermines or harms the totality of the American people or the American state, intentionally so.
All right, folks, that sounds like terrorism to me. It sounds like terrorism to you, doesn't it, Josh?
Yes, because terrorism is not defined. Most people think terrorism is blowing up a building or assassinating someone, shooting a senator. No, terrorism can be economic terrorism, which is exactly what the Republicans have done here, or it can be political terrorism. Again, exactly what the Republicans have done here.
I mean, let's face it, folks, if they don't give a fuck about your kid eating, if they don't give a fuck about feeding hungry children, and here's the other thing, emergency services have been suspended, guys. So in the midst of all these floods and fires and torrential rains and fucking tornadoes that are a mile wide in goddamn Oklahoma, I mean, seriously, folks, is this really a smart time to suspend the federal government? It's the dumbest thing to do. It's tremendously dangerous for our country. These people are reckless and they're careless and they do not care about you. So in the meantime, while they're running around and they want to put children in jail because they're playing with their airsoft zombie hunter gun in their own front yard, and in the meantime, they can't be bothered to do their own job. And yes, they're getting paid. They're getting paid while everybody else isn't. All
your
these
police
other
officers,
federal...
the police officer that's on your street, not getting paid. The firemen that's going to...
Aren't they state? The state pays for that?
Because of the way their unions work, they still work off of federal funds that are given to the states to disperse. So because of their unions, but see, because they're considered essential services, they still have to go to work. The FDA still
even
has
though
to
they're
go
not
to work.
Getting paid.
They're technically getting paid with IOUs.
What a bunch of bullshit. That same crap went down in Illinois with a lot of the state workers. They were sent home with IOUs. And didn't that happen in Wisconsin too?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how did that work out?
You know, and you know what? Your electric company's not going to take an IOU. Your water company's not going to take an IOU. The grocery store sure as hell is not going to take an IOU.
No, they won't. These people in offices are traitors. These gentlemen who have shut down the government are absolute traitors. They are terrorists without a doubt. I am Hart motherfucking Fisher. You've been listening to Heart Attack. And guess what, folks? We're getting bigger than ever. Because now you can hear Heart Attack on SoundCloud. That's right. One of the largest distributors of online radio content, SoundCloud, has picked up Heart Attack and is also picking up What the Fuck, Radiodrome, Lost in the Static. They are picking up those shows too, right, Josh?
They're picking up a good chunk of Jackalope, actually.
A good chunk of Jackalope is going to be on SoundCloud. Heart Attack just happened to go up there first because we're the newest. So we had the fewest amount of shows. So
it was easier to move you because you only had 20, whereas between my other shows, I've got almost 500. It takes time, man.
So if you've been frustrated with long wait times on 1201beyond.com, you can still go there and still go through the archives and everything, but now SoundCloud's going to help that a little bit. So we're going to be easier to listen to. We're getting a lot wider distribution. I'm filled with good news on my side. In my personal life, Josh, there's lots of great things happening. When we go off the air, I'm going to tell you a story that's going to make you laugh and laugh and laugh. And maybe if you guys are lucky, I might let you in on it next week. I'm Hart Fisher. You've been listening to Heart Attack.
I love living in a city!
I love living in a city!
All right, Charlie. Now, I need to state that we are recording this on Sunday the 29th. The things we are about to talk about, if they happen, will be happening on October 1st as Monday flips to Tuesday. So by the time you hear this, everything we're talking about may be averted. Or we may have been ahead of the curve. It all depends on what Congress does.
So let's all take a moment to just enjoy this gentler, simpler time that we live in.
You know that the government, that the Republicans in the House and Obama have been really bashing heads lately, right?
Yes. I am waiting. I'm lying awake at night waiting for Obama to just flat out drop the reverse psychology.
I'm waiting for him to actually be a fucking president and stop trying to play with these people, but that's something different. Here's the problem. The government is going to shut down on Tuesday. This has not happened in 17 years, and it's all because the Republicans can't get it through their heads that they didn't win the last election. What is basically happening is they are saying, we are not funding the government again unless Obama knocks Obamacare out. They're basically saying, this thing that we've tried 43 times now to repeal and failed, this thing that you campaigned on and were elected on, if you don't get rid of it, you don't have the government. And they keep making it like it's his fault, Charlie.
I know.
That it's his fault the government is about to default because they don't get what they want. Because here's the thing. Everything they're demanding are things that Romney and Ryan wanted to put in if they were elected. So basically they're saying, we don't care that we lost. You're still going to do what we say, nigger.
That is pretty much what they're saying. So if I'm understanding this correctly, the Republicans, a political party associated by many people with religion, is having a difficult time accepting reality.
I know. Shocking, isn't it?
Right?
They are blaming him. I can't emphasize that enough. Ted Cruz, who just did a 22-hour filibuster.
Jesus.
Against Obamacare. He was on Meet the Press this morning when we're taping this, saying that if Obama would just give us what we want, the country would be a better place.
Majority Leader Harry Reid has essentially told the House of Representatives and the American people, go jump in a lake. He said, I'm not willing to compromise. I'm not willing to even talk. His position is 100% of Obamacare must be funded in all instances, and other than that, he's going to shut the government down. If Harry Reid forces a government shutdown, that will be a mistake. I hope he backs away from that ledge that he's pushing us towards.
What is mentally wrong with these people?
People are selfish. This does not just apply to Congress. This applies to society at large. People are too selfish. People are willing to inconvenience an entire nation of their constituents because they didn't get what they want. They are accomplishing nothing with congressional gridlock. They are accomplishing nothing with a government shutdown. They are not doing the job that they were elected to do because they didn't get what they want. Because Mitt Romney and his looper, Paul Ryan, are not in the White House, they are willing to just fuck everything just out of spite. Just to be dicks. I mean, just to be assholes. Just to be racist without really being racist. They're just given a socially acceptable substitute for racism, and that's what they're doing. They don't like that there is a black president, so they're going to do everything they can to fuck with him, despite what it would do for the people. Obamacare, which is not even a real term, by the way, that's a derogatory term.
Actually, he's even started calling it that, but you know, the funny thing that the Republicans want people to forget is what we know of as Obamacare was initially drafted by this guy. What was his name? Mitt Romney. That's right.
Hey, there we go. But it drives me nuts. People are too selfish. They're too short-sighted. They think their generation is going to be the last generation. Something people have been saying since fucking Reagan wanted to shoot missiles out of the air from space. People just don't care about long-term goals anymore. They don't care about long-term consequences. They care about that even less. People are just willing to just fuck everything up that they don't want, regardless of the effect it has on the people that they were elected to represent.
It's even worse than that. They see themselves as the saviors of the country.
Oh my God, the victims
of Obama. Because they are saying, again, going to Ted Cruz, they are fighting for the American people that Obamacare will destroy the country. And that even if the government, or even if the people don't know it, the Republicans are looking out for you.
Exactly. These are the same people that don't think they're killing a doctor, they're saving a baby.
Exactly. But let's examine this a little bit more, okay?
All right.
So let's say for the sake of argument, the government does shut down. Now, the last time it shut down back in 1996, it only lasted for 3 days. Basically, we're in an impasse here because the House passed this bill that says repeal Obamacare and we fund the government. The Senate says we're never going to okay that. We're never going to pass it, so it's never going to hit the president's desk. On the off chance that they would, that the Senate would cave, Obama says he'll just veto it and it's not going to make a difference anyway. So we're at an impasse. Either Obama balks or the Republicans balk.
I don't know how to be more clear about this. No one gets to threaten the full faith and credit of the United States of America just to extract ideological concessions.
Or we all suffer. And I think both sides are so entrenched, neither side is going to move until something happens.
It's ego. It's ego that's doing this. Nobody, not President Obama, not John Boehner, nobody in Congress, nobody in fucking Washington will ever be willing to admit that they're wrong about anything. So this is just a game of chicken where there will be no winner.
What I think is going to happen is I think the government will hit a shutdown. I think it won't last very long. I'm going to really be pissed if Obama does cave, but I think the Republicans will cave because you pointed out they're not thinking into the future. If they do this, how in the fuck do they think they are ever going to win another election within the memory span of anyone that's alive today?
Well, I'll tell you how they're going to win an election, because this country is jam-packed with stupid-ass voters who are going to believe any way this shit is spun, any way at all. I think if, let's see here, if John Boehner comes up with a plan to where they will cave to everything President Obama wants to do, we will have free healthcare, we will have everything that Obama has wanted to do for the past, Jesus Christ, this is 5 years, this is 2013, almost six, if the Republican Party gets to be martyred.
How would a government shutdown actually affect us in our day-to-day life? Because I've seen a lot of people like, yeah, the government shuts down. Woo-hoo, I hate the government. A lot of people are saying it's a good thing if the government shuts down.
It's not. We would be fucked.
I don't think these people understand what that actually means. I actually looked into it. Funny me with those journalistic tendencies of mine, huh?
Look at you.
Yeah, I know. Weird to think of me as a journalist, but whatever.
All intrepid and shit.
So, okay. Now, we're talking federal government. So your state governments would still run for a while.
We still have the mail. We still have water.
The U.S. Postal Service is actually a separate entity now. They haven't been a government agency for a long time. So it wouldn't affect the mail coming to your house. It would affect your trash pickup in many places. So if the government shuts down, don't expect to have your trash picked up.
You know that road work that's made you late for work every day for the past 3 weeks? That shit ain't going nowhere.
Plus, building inspectors. There'll be no building inspectors.
So if you've ever wanted to die in an elevator, this could be your time.
Oddly specific, but okay.
It wouldn't be a bad way for me to go. I have thought about it.
I think you misinterpreted that Aerosmith song.
Ah, yes. Not coming in an elevator, but going in an elevator.
If you need to renew your driver's license, the DMV will be shut down. So driver's licenses, change of addresses, new licenses, expired licenses, none of that's getting fixed anytime soon. Passports.
But all the people that would give a shit would also be gone. There would be no cops. There would be no fire department.
No. Actually, technically there would. Because of the contracts that they sign with their unions, police officers, firefighters, military personnel, and the FDA all have to continue working during a government shutdown, and they get paid in IOUs. So you're going to have some pissed off cops on the street. You're going to have some pissed off fire workers because they're not getting paid, but they still have to go to work every day.
Oh, man, if you thought cops were racist when they were getting paid.
Yeah.
Hold on to your fucking socks.
So there will still be some municipal services, they're just on IOUs, so don't expect any kind of courtesy or kindness coming from them. It will also shut down all national parks, all national museums, all federal judges, all federal prosecutors. It would shut. Now, this is the only one where some people might go, awesome! It would shut down the parking enforcement division.
Yeah, it would.
So, no parking tickets during the government shutdown.
Oh, so, fuck them.
At least that's something, right?
They can limp a little bit longer if it means no government.
Yeah, but I mean, that's something, right?
Yeah, I do have some outstanding parking tickets in the city of Denver right now, so that would be nice.
It would shut down federal libraries. And even though, Charlie, you and I are anti-gun, the ATF would be shut down, so no more gun permits would be issued. Nothing to do with guns would be issued. There's no one there to stop bootlegging.
Now, there would be no more gun permits issued, but would there still be gun regulations enforced?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
There
okay.
would just
so
not
no,
be any
no anarchy ones. Is what you're saying.
No. This doesn't cause anarchy, but this just causes an institutional shutdown of the institutions that our country kind of uses all the time.
Gotcha.
Like I said, museums will be shut down. Food safety inspectors, at least that's something that they have to, you know, that the FDA still does have to work.
Yeah, so no more horrible, nightmarish diarrhea.
The Social Security Administration would shut down. No, I don't mean Social Security as, you know, the money old people live on. I mean, like, your Social Security card. There'll be no one to issue new Social Security cards, corrections, or any kind of data entry.
So if this government shutdown happens and lasts long enough, there could be a whole bunch of people that are theoretically
that
not going to have... Yeah, that are not going to have Social Security numbers.
Right. And now, this will also... Cue Helen Lovejoy. Won't somebody think of the children? No, they won't. The WIC program will stop functioning. No WIC foods for infants and children. And the federal school lunch program will shut down. And we just started the new school year. Lovely that, right?
That was perfect timing.
If you have a federally backed loan that you're waiting on, that will be frozen. Any family trying to buy a home, frozen until this is over. If you have a Federal Housing Administration mortgage, frozen.
Who is receiving a grant to go to college? Not a privatized grant, but like the ones that are issued by the federal government and federal credit unions.
Yep. Veterans.
Those are gone.
Veterans,
yep.
The Department of Veterans Affairs, all their loans are going to be frozen. Do you see how this is very, very bad?
And it makes it all that... This twists the knife just a little bit more to know that there are lawmakers and congressmen and senators and presidents and a lot of people out there that are willfully making congressional gridlock and willfully impeding efforts that they don't agree with on a personal level. All the shit that Josh and I just mentioned are things that they have considered and did not give a fuck about.
It gets worse.
Okay. Bring it on. Why not?
Why not at this point, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then with the exception of quote unquote essential federal employees, all federal employees will be sent home. So you just have a new spike in unemployment. But get this. Unemployment services are a federal program.
Look at that.
Now, unemployment will still continue to be processed. No new claims can be processed.
Right.
So all these people that just lost their jobs can't apply for unemployment benefits. You want one more knife twist?
Do it.
The House of Representatives made sure to add a clause to all this that they still get paid.
Of course they did.
Isn't that lovely?
God damn.
So they still get their paychecks. You don't get yours.
Nice.
If you're a federal employee, you don't get yours. Your rent is still going to be due. Your utilities are still going to be due. You're still going to have to eat, but you can't apply for food stamps because now there's no one there to take it. Think about this. Now, I know we're talking prison here, but what if you are on a federal charge? Let's say for the sake of argument, you're actually innocent of a federal charge. There's no federal prosecutors or federal judges. You're just going to sit in prison.
Yeah.
Your court date is whenever now.
Yeah, your court date is whenever we can get the conch away from Piggy.
Uh-huh. And then, at the last second, the House added I love this term, Charlie. The conscience clause. To the conscience clause.
Oh, that hit me just the right way.
Which would allow employers to, quote, opt out of preventative care for women which they find objectionable on moral or religious grounds. What that basically means is, even if you pass our law and you don't repeal Obamacare, we actually wrote a backdoor into it that says anyone that doesn't want Obamacare doesn't have to take it, which is what we've been asking for all the fucking long!
Right. But the Republicans rephrased it into their patois, made them look like the good guy, and now here it is.
So I need to ask, and I'm saying this in 100% sincerity, Charlie. What is the difference between what the House of Representatives are doing right now and the Republican Party and what a terrorist organization could do to this country? What is the difference?
Well, they're white, obviously.
What is the non-skin tone difference?
There is not one.
They have become the American Taliban. The Republican Party is a terrorist organization. And if the FBI was functioning, maybe they could classify them as such.
The F stands for federal, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Damn.
So do you people see how, come Tuesday, even though you'll be hearing this on Saturday, but come Tuesday, your day-to-day life could very well change on a massive scale, all because the people you voted for say you don't get free health care. You don't. And I'm willing to burn you to the ground to make sure you don't get health care, goddammit.
It's a lot like telling someone to pry a gun from your cold, dead hands, isn't it?
Why do people vote Republican when it goes against every single thing that's in their own best interests?
This goes back to what I said before about how nobody in this generation is ever willing to admit they're wrong about anything. People, I mean, okay, this country is full of people, more than a lot of other countries. I have not done research, so I can't cite a precedent or examples, but a lot of people pound the shit of their political beliefs into their children's heads. And children, not knowing any better, they grow up to believe everything that their dumbass parents believe. So there are people that look at political bias as religion now because that's how they were raised. That's their beliefs. Those are the values that they were given as a child. And nobody is willing to question anything. Not a lot of people are willing to question the religion they were taught as a kid. Not a lot of people are willing to question the political views that their parents gave them when they were younger. There are too many people that are just not willing to think for themselves anymore. And I might be one of them. I was raised by a very liberal newspaper reporter mom and an atheist cop, which is odd as a dad. So I might be the
same way.
Especially
because you're Irish.
Right? Although the cop, it kind of makes sense.
I just think the atheist part is the weird part of that.
Yeah, that is weird. But then my mom is no longer an atheist after AA, which also would be shut down, wouldn't it?
I'm not sure if it. I think each state runs AA. I'm not 100% on that one. I didn't look into of whether AA would be affected by this.
Because I mean, depending on whether this goes through or not, there might be a renewed interest in AA.
Maybe.
Or a sharp decline, when you think about it.
But what are your final thoughts on this? That now, maybe we are just doom crying. Because like I said, we're recording this 2 days before it might happen. By the time people hear this, it either happened or it didn't. We're either right or we're wrong. There's no middle ground on this.
Right. Now, and I would like to make clear to the audience that Josh and I have illustrated a worst-case scenario. The best-case scenario is that everyone perpetuating the government shutdown is just doing it for attention and intimidation. It's kind of sad that that's the best case scenario.
I'm going to put my money that the black guy has the bigger cock.
But my final thoughts on this is that Jeffersonian jurisprudence has been perverted by this generation, the one that came before it, many generations back. At some point, it became okay for everybody to expect exactly what they want. And at no point did anyone say, hey, this is unrealistic, we're all being morons. That never happened. And it's come so far and it's gone on so long that I don't think it's going to happen. I think this whole system is going to just eat itself and then shit itself out and eat its own self shit until there is just no one left to say, okay, I'll give you this if you give me this. There's no compromise, and there's not going to be any compromise. If this government shutdown happens, I think this is going to sound really cynical, but I think we kind of deserve it.
But isn't that, even though it's a different political system, isn't that what happened with communism in the late 80s? The system was just completely unsustainable and it eventually ate itself?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, the Communist Manifesto, that was the paper that communism worked on.
It only worked on paper.
Exactly. And it could not sustain itself because we need a government. But we can't have a government as long as it's made up of people that are unwilling to admit that they're wrong about anything.
Do you think then that part of the problem is that the people out there are just so ignorant they don't realize how bad this is? Because like I said, you look at any of these articles about the government shutdown, there's all these comments like, yeah, let it shut down. They ain't good for nothing anyway.
Yes, I think so. Because before this episode, I was completely ignorant about this. And now that I've been educated, I want to get off Skype with you and go put a fucking gun in my mouth.
No, you got Breaking Bad to watch.
Yes, I do. After Breaking Bad. But I understand why people would want to stay in blissful ignorance like this. I get it. I sometimes wish I could. It's much happier in there.
Well, then don't agree to do the show anymore.
Well, see, it's doing this show is my civic duty. I mean, because I don't watch the news. I very rarely read the newspaper unless it's like Pearls Before Swine or something like that. I don't know. I stay in blissful ignorance as much as I can, but doing this show educates me about social issues. I really don't know why I keep doing it.
Fair enough. On that note, if people want to send you stories to get you all riled up, where can they contact you?
Or flowers, I guess. You can contact me at charliemcmullen469@gmail.com. You can contact me at geekjuicemedia.com or Twitface and whatever.
Twitface?
Yes.
Okay. You can contact me at 1201beyond@gmail.com, my website 1201beyond.com, and I'm also at the same geekjuicemedia.com. Have a good night, guys.
Try.
World, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't. We're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is is in red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
What the fuck is a 1201 Beyond production? Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.